Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Opportunity to talk sports with you on the airwaves here in Eastern Iowa. How you doing? Sun is out. Seems like a rarity in the Midwest, not just here in Eastern Iowa, this time of the year. So we will enjoy it from the inside of our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports with you here this Thursday, January 26th of 2023. Love to hear from you today, 319-366-1600. Going to talk some college hoops here coming up momentarily. Big one tonight in the Big Ten. Actually, a couple decent games in the Big Ten tonight. One of them will have some eyes, a good chunk of eyes. In fact, most of the eyes here in Eastern Iowa as the Hawkeyes head to East Lansing. They're there already, prepping for their game tonight against the Michigan State Spartans, a 6 o'clock tip-off, which you can see on Fox Sports 1. Preview that here coming up. Take a look at what happened in the world of college basketball last night and look at the rest of the action to come here on a Thursday. We'll get to the NFL. Lots of eyes still on Patrick Mahomes. How is his ankle doing? How are injuries in general progressing? The recovery process from not just Mr. Mahomes, but other players that have been dealing with ailments throughout the postseason or injuries they might have just suffered in the last week or so as their teams advance to the championship weekend here. We'll get updates on that. Coaching news, had a couple, one head coach name, one offensive coordinator named today. ESPN, of course, just reporting a few moments ago on SportsCenter, Frank Reich, the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers, threw the first pass in franchise history. And now all these years later, first pass was what, 1995? And now all these years later, he is returning to be the head coach at Carolina. We'll dive into that and plenty of other NFL news and notes. The question I will pose to you out there, and you can weigh in, I should say, on the text line or talker text line 319-366-1600. What potential Super Bowl matchup are you most looking forward to? Out of all the combinations you can get, what potential Super Bowl matchup are you most looking forward to? Essentially, what two teams are you cheering for is another way you could put it this weekend. But out of the possible matchups, what are you hoping to see after all the dust has settled on Championship Sunday? 319-366-1600. You can weigh in at any time throughout the show. We'll share your responses later on in the program. Had a big night in the NBA last night. Some big performances. 60 points from Damian Lillard last night for the Portland Trail Blazers. LeBron with a nice night. AD as well. Some craziness involving Steph Curry and the Bucks getting a win last night over the Denver Nuggets in Milwaukee. We'll talk about that later on in the program. If we get some time, I have an update on probably the story of the night. The delivery that happened in the middle of the Loyola Duquesne's men's basketball game last night. We have an update. If you didn't see it, a delivery driver, I think it was DoorDash, Uber Eats, one of the two, walked onto the court trying to deliver food to someone in the game, whether it was the official, a coach, a player, a fan, we're not quite sure. A lot of people saying that it looked staged, and well, there has been at least some confirmation that it was a stunt that you saw last night. If you saw that clip from the Loyola Chicago Duquesne's basketball game tonight, it was indeed a prank, not a delivery driver who had no idea what they were doing or what they were getting themselves into. So we'll recap that before the show is over today as well. Also on the program, and we will get to this here coming up within the next 10 to 15 minutes or so, another chance to qualify in our KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway with our friends at Circus Sports Iowa. We have a qualifier. we have a qualifier after we were 0 for 6 to start the contest, 0 for 7 to start the contest. We finally got a qualifier last night thanks to the Northern Iowa Panthers and their win over Valpo last night. John B., not John, our show here, this little corner of the world, Spencer on Sports, had John from Cedar Rapids taking the Kings last night against the Raptors. That John did not qualify because the Kings lost to Toronto last night. However, John B., we had two Johns yesterday, John B. from Cedar Rapids, who took you and I, the Northern Iowa Panthers, on the gym class yesterday, has qualified, and he is currently our only qualifier. We are 1-8 through 9 rounds of doing this, so we're not batting all that great. Our batting average is well below the Mendoza line. However, that means better chance for, John B. and the rest of you to win the grand prize, which again includes $500 to Hy-Vee for food and beverages for your big game party, Circa Sports swag, plus a 3-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, and $500 to use towards travel. We'll have another chance to qualify. We'll get our contestant for this show. Again, we do a different game each show, all three of our local shows here on KGYM. And we'll get our first contestant coming up here in just a little bit. I will give you the game. Please don't call Isaac now. He will, as I said yesterday, banish you for all eternity. Maybe he won't, but don't call now. I'm just going to give you the game so you can chew on it. You can think about what side you want to be on. But the game we are picking is the big one tonight, Iowa and Michigan State. Iowa and Michigan State from East Lansing. Michigan State minus 2.5 tonight at Circa Sports. Hawkeyes at plus 2.5. Think about what side you want to be on, and we'll give you your cue to call coming up here in just a few moments as we kick off the program here today at 319-366-1600. Your thoughts welcome on the Talker text line here today. Let's jump right in and talk about that game for tonight, the Hawkeyes and the Spartans from the Breslin Center. A 6 o'clock tip off tonight. Got Gus Johnson on the call. I know not everybody a fan of Gus Johnson. I am, therefore I am making an appointment viewing tonight for the game. Hawkeyes, of course, stumbling a little bit with that loss to Ohio State over the weekend. Game in which, you know, they were close at the half and let Ohio State get hot in the second half. Ohio State scoring 56 points in that second half as they rolled to a 93-77 victory. Meanwhile, a little bit of a stumbling block here for Michigan State, kind of the epitome of what the Big Ten season has been like for most teams this year. Not the Spartans are not the only one who's gone through kind of a rough stretch like this. They're 1-3 in their last four games. They've lost Illinois, Purdue, and Indiana. That was their most recent loss, losing to the Hoosiers in Bloomington over the weekend. Their one win, though, is over a really good Rutgers team, who is currently second place in the Big Ten, and that was at East Lansing a week ago tonight. So kind of an up-and-down stretch here. The Spartans have been playing some pretty good ball, though, throughout the season, 13-7 overall, 5-4 in the Big Ten. And as we talked about with the standings, there's that big old log jam. You've got Rutgers at 6-3, Michigan and Northwestern both at 5-3. And then you get into the giant group of teams ranging from Indiana all the way down to Penn State, who are either 5-4 or 4-5. Or if you're the case of Iowa, who had that Northwestern game postponed, sitting at 4-4 on the season in Big Ten play. Hawkeyes have had some success recently. If you follow the team, of course, you know Iowa's done pretty well, at least recently. They've won 3 in a row dating back to the 2021 season, sweeping them back in 2021. Only one meeting between the two teams last year, which was an 86-60 win in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye Arena. As we know, despite that recent success, Michigan State, especially at the Breslin Center, has had the upper hand against this Iowa basketball team throughout the series history. 46-19 edge in games played in East Lansing, and getting some good play this year from a number of different guys. Michigan State is. One of those guys is Tyson Walker, and Fran McCaffrey weighed in about how he's played and what his development has meant for the Spartans team this year.
He's played about as well as anybody I've seen on tape. Great deal of confidence, scoring the ball at a high clip. I think the development of Hogard has been a big part of that. I thought Hogard was good last year. I think he's becoming elite. That's there's two different things there. He was good. Now he's elite. So now Walker can play off the ball and sometimes he has it, but he can go get buckets. I mean, he can score the ball at a number of different levels. He can get to the rim. He's got a serious pull-up game. He can make threes, and he's a late game shot maker. So those two guys together, I think, have been really good for that team, but they've also been really good together.
Fran McCaffrey, part of his Zoom media availability from yesterday, talking about Tyson Walker for the Spartans, adding in some commentary about A.J. Hogard, two of their key players this year for Coach Tom Izzo and the Spartans. One of the big things, you look at how the season has gone. If you're looking at this this game, it comes down to a couple different factors. Can Iowa make shots? One of the key stats I was looking at, and you look at how this team does when they shoot the three ball. They're 7-1. The Iowa team 7-1 this year in making 9 or more 3-pointers in the game. Michigan State does pretty well defending the three, though. They're 4th in the Big Ten in 3-point percentage defense. So one of those things where something's got to give. If you can make your shots and get those shots to fall, stats have shown this year that done pretty well. 7-1 when you're able to make 9 or more 3-pointers as a team in a game this year. The other thing, and we saw this in the second half of the Ohio State game, where the game just really got away from Iowa. 2-point game in the first half. Neither team really shooting the ball well, but Ohio State able to pull away in that second half was defensive intensity. Can defense truly travel? I don't know if Mark Dukes in the gym class loves to talk about defense traveling, and can defense truly travel? Can Iowa pick up the defensive intensity, recoup and recover and correct some of those mistakes that they made in that second half against the Buckeyes that led to their demise in Columbus over the weekend, and pick up a solid road win that will help them here coming up down the stretch, especially as we get closer to the end of the season, Big Ten tournament seeding, and even looking ahead to March as the conference standings start to sort themselves out. That was one of the topics Fran McCaffrey touched on, working on defense and recovering after a second half that really didn't go their way. How do they correct what they need to correct from the game against Ohio State and move forward into tonight's contest? He was asked about that yesterday too.
We had a couple pretty good defensive possessions where we didn't secure the rebound. So starting there, that demoralizes you, obviously, when you have what you think is a pretty good connected possession and they get it back and lay it in, they get it back and kick it out and hit a three. I thought a lot of the problem we had was our offensive execution was not good. So, they got some transition opportunities and they got to play from ahead. They got a lead and they were comfortable running their stuff. They were running their stuff at their pace. They were mixing up penetration and post-ups and they were going back and get their misses. So, you got to disrupt the rhythm. They were in a really good rhythm and we didn't do anything to disrupt that at all.
Fran McCaffrey from yesterday's media availability talking about moving forward and some of the things they need to look at and correct and the things they have been looking at and trying to correct between the loss at Ohio State and tonight's game in East Lansing. And another thing, too, is looking at this game, looking at the matchup, looking at where this game is being played. Breslin Center can get loud, and how does Iowa handle the crowd? You saw it kind of last night if you watched that Xavier and UConn game. Boy, that crowd out there in Hartford was nuts last night out at UConn, and it impacted how Xavier played that game. We know the Breslin Center; it can be a raucous environment when their team is rocking, when their team is doing well. Can you weather the crowd, not let the crowd affect you, not let them, you know, impact the game by getting raucous, getting you know, being that kind of that sixth man kind of thing that you see so often with not, you know, obviously you see it at Purdue, you see it in so many different environments in the Big Ten. Michigan State, a very tough place to play for anyone. Can Iowa do enough to keep the crowd out of it, both offensively and defensively, and match Michigan State, whether it be, you know, on the defensive end, offensive end, whatever it might be, playing with poise, playing with confidence, and playing through the atmosphere and neutralizing that aspect of the game, I think certainly will be important tonight. Again, Iowa and Michigan State, 6 o'clock tonight, again on Fox Sports 1. The other good Big Ten game tonight, two good ones tonight. We've got league-leading Purdue sitting at 8-1 in league play, number one in the country, 19-1 overall. Taking on a Michigan team that looking to bolster that resume a little bit. Again, we talked about kind of their story, 5-3, 2.5 games back of first place in the Big Ten, but 11-8 overall with some not so great losses on their ledger for the Michigan men's basketball team. Can they pull the upset tonight in Ann Arbor? That is the other Big Ten game tonight. In fact, it's coming up right after the Iowa-Michigan State game. So two good ones tonight on FS1 to check out in the Big Ten. We'll get to the rest of college hoops. Maybe take a little look at the NBA coming up here in just a few moments. But right now I want to give you an opportunity to be a contestant in our KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway with our friends at Circus Sports Iowa. We are going to pick, have one of you give your pick for the Iowa-Michigan State game tonight. Again, at Circus Sports, Michigan State at home, a 2.5-point favorite. Iowa on the road at +2.5. Are you siding with the Spartans and -2.5 or Iowa and the +2.5? You can give Isaac a call now, 319. At our talker text line here at KGYM. And you can give your thoughts, 319-366-1600. Give Isaac a call. He'll pick one of you randomly to be our contestant for today. If you are on the winning side, 319-366-1600, you will be our one of our qualifiers for the awesome grand prize that we are giving away with our Big Game House Party. You get that gift card, plus the Circus Sports swag, a three-night stay at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. We're going to do the grand prize drawing coming up on Monday the 6th with the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. What side are you on? Iowa and the +2.5, Michigan State and the -2.5. You can give Isaac a call. I think he's got our caller on the line at 319-366-1600. You will be our contestant for today. Good luck to our contestant going forward, because we've certainly needed it. Only one qualifier currently out of all the contestants we've had here this contest we've been doing. It's not easy to pick games against the spread. We know that, and we've learned that firsthand with this contest we are doing with Circus Sports. But again, Iowa +2.5, Michigan State -2.5. Who are you taking? Isaac is on the phone with our contestant here. We'll get his info coming up in just a few moments. And good luck to the rest of you for this contest, this giveaway that we're doing. Super awesome from our friends at Circus Sports. And if you didn't get through in this round of our giveaway here, this chance to play, don't forget, two more chances coming up with the gym class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show here as well today after 3 and after 4 on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Take a quick timeout. Back with a little bit more hoops talk and more on the other side of this timeout on the gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Kason First with a check of your weather first forecast. A bit more sunshine is expected this afternoon. Temperatures will be reaching into the upper teens. Blustery conditions with winds gusting around 20 miles per hour. Tonight, temperatures will drop into the single digits. A clipper system will move its way in later on into the night and into Friday morning. Snow accumulation totals of 0.5 inch to 1 inch are possible. Temperatures continuing to drop as we head towards Saturday, and another clipper system will arrive, this one with more impactful snowfall. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The Gin is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's big game house party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply. It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards and save big money. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers or a smooth pouring container. Transforming your home has never been easier. We offer free custom color matching and tinting to create thousands of color options. Save big money on Dutch Boy Paints now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer, and under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At iGym, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining iGym for me.
Start your health journey for less than $1 a day. Head over to joinigymia.com to learn more.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
2:27, back with you, Spencer, at Sports on a Thursday afternoon, 26th day of January of 2023. 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. Craig in North Liberty. Good luck to Craig. He is the contestant for this hour in our Big Game House Party giveaway. Craig is going with the Spartans and the 2.5. All right. Good luck to Craig. We will see if you are a qualifier as part of our Big Game House Party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. Of note, I did not share this before, but it's still of note. The Spartans have covered the spread in 5 consecutive home games. So maybe Craig is on to something. Maybe Craig knew that fact, and that's why he called in and took the Spartans and the 2.5. Good luck to Craig from North Liberty, our first contestant. Again, if you weren't able to get through, we've got 2 more games we'll be picking with the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Each show has their own game to pick, and we will take a contestant during the Gym Class, during Todd's show, and tomorrow on our program as well to wrap up week number 1. The contest runs through all of next week, so through next Friday. So if you're unable to get through the first handful of days this week, we got plenty more chances to qualify coming up all of next week. And then the grand prize drawing, of course, is coming up on February 6th, Monday, February 6th, with Todd here on KGYM. 319-366-1600, Big Ten Hoops from last night. The Wisconsin Badgers, you talk about an up and down season and just the ups and downs of the Big Ten in general. Remember when the Badgers were 3-0 in conference play? Well, they're not anymore. They lost again, second loss of the week as they fell in ugly fashion last night to Maryland, 73-55. Jameer Young with 22 for the Terps in the victory. Connor Esiejan leading the Badgers with 19. Wisconsin, after that 3-0 start, they have dropped five of their last six. 12-7 overall, 4-5 in Big Ten play for Greg Gard's squad up there in Madison. Northwestern, they beat Nebraska last night, 78-63, behind 26 from Ty Berry. Northwestern in the standings, they are just 2.5 back of Purdue, tied with Michigan currently for that that third spot in the Big Ten. Northwestern beating Nebraska last night. Indiana playing without their head coach last night. Mike Woodson out dealing with symptoms of COVID-19. Minnesota without a couple key players last night. It was a close one, but the Hoosiers able to grind it out with a 61-57 victory up in the Twin Cities. Trace Jackson-Davis with a double-double last night, 25 points and 21 rebounds to lead the Hoosiers in that victory. One Big 12 game last night, that was West Virginia beating Texas Tech 76-61. Texas Tech, talk about teams you didn't expect to be in the position that they're in. Texas Tech now 0-8 in Big 12 play. They've got the Big 12 SEC Challenge this weekend. Then Iowa State heads to Lubbock for action on Monday night. If you're Iowa State, certainly don't want to be the team that gives Texas Tech their first victory of the year. Cyclones will look to avoid that on Monday, but Texas Tech falling to West Virginia last night. Familiar face to Hawkeye fans, Joe Toussaint, 22 points to lead the Mountaineers in that victory last night over the Red Raiders. And then in the Missouri Valley last night, Northern Iowa beating Valpo. That's the game that John B. picked and won and got right to qualify for the big game house party giveaway. UNI beating Valpo 77-68 behind 18 from Bowen Bourne, 17 points, 10 rebounds from Titan Anderson last night as well. Top 25 action, Alabama surviving a scare against Mississippi State, winning 66-63. Crimson Tide at number two in the country. Houston rolling past UCF 82-71. Tennessee over Georgia 70-41. The number four Vols rolling there. Good one last night, Xavier beating UConn 82-79. Number 15 Auburn falling to Texas A&M 79-63. And Providence, number 23 in the country, beating Butler last night, 79-58. One women's game of interest last night here in the state. Iowa State in little trouble with TCU last night. The Cyclones winning 75-35, a 40-point victory for Coach Bill Fenley and his squad down in Fort Worth. Ashley Jones with 19 points and 14 rebounds. Morgan Kane and Danae Fritz each with 13. Cyclones jumping out to a 10-0 lead. Ashley Jones had 7 of the first 10, and really the third quarter was the it was already a sizable advantage for Iowa State at halftime, but 29-5, Cyclones outscoring the Horned Frogs in the third quarter to really pull away in that one. A big showdown this weekend, Iowa State and Oklahoma, Saturday afternoon from Hilton Coliseum. Oklahoma did lose last night, number 14 Sooner women falling to Texas by 20, 78-58 last night in women's action. Okay, did you see this this game, this Loyola Chicago versus Duquesne's game? As I said, there was some thought that this wasn't an accident, that this was this was a prank that I guess a prank gone wrong, maybe, I guess is the way you could put it. But if you didn't see it, clip all over the internet today, a delivery man delivering some food walked right onto the court and pretty much into game action, trying to deliver this quote-unquote food, or it was, you know, food that apparently somebody had ordered. Kind of, you know, one of the strangest things I think any of us have ever seen on a basketball court. bunch of people tweeting on hand, hey, this was, you know, what's going on? Somebody seriously just order out food in the middle of a basketball game and have it delivered to the court. Well, it wasn't just a delivery driver that didn't know where he was or what he was doing or had any awareness at all. It turns out this apparently was likely staged, and in fact, it has been confirmed that this was staged. It was first revealed, Austin Hansen, who's an assistant athletic director at Loyola of Chicago, who's one of the teams playing in the game, he revealed, he tweeted out video and photos of this delivery driver walking onto the court and pointed out, hey, this guy's wearing a mic. And he noticed around him, there were many different people in the stands filming the delivery driver as he walked onto the court. Seems kind of fishy, doesn't it? Well, this just came out from Jenna Harner, who covers sports for WPIX-TV in Pittsburgh. Jenna saying that Duquesne's University has confirmed that the so-called delivery that interrupted last night's basketball game was indeed a prank. A statement from the university said it was a prank that was planned in advance, done for internet exposure. The university determined the individual was indeed wearing a microphone while someone filmed him as he walked onto the court during active play. University saying that while this may seem funny at the time, obviously there is some serious concern for someone walking onto the court in the middle of action trying to deliver anything, let alone someone's fast food order. So what looked like just one of the more wacky moments, and still is one of the more wacky moments you've ever seen as part of a college basketball game or any sporting event for that matter, it was indeed a prank. And it turns out it looks like it was certainly a staged event with the so-called delivery that happened in the middle of the Duquesne's Loyola of Chicago basketball game last night. Quick look at the NBA before we dive into some NFL to wrap up the program here for today, or to continue on with the program here for today. Big night last night. Some big performances last night. All the headlines going toward Damian Lillard. And Isaac, I know this involved your Utah Jazz, so I apologize. I'm sure you're aware of this in advance. But Portland winning by 10 last night, 134 to 124 over Utah. Damian Lillard, 60 points last night, 21 of 29 shooting. He's the fourth player in NBA history to score 60 points on 70% shooting, joining Wilt Chamberlain, David Thompson, and Karl Malone as the only players to do so. So big night from Dame. One of the highlight games last night was Golden State beating Memphis 122 to 120 behind 34 from Steph Curry and 24 from Klay Thompson. Curry ended up getting ejected late in that one for throwing his mouth guard into the stands. A little bit of frustration from Steph getting ejected from that contest, but his team ended up winning. Ja Morant with 29 and 12 in the loss for Memphis. What on paper was going to be a good one, Milwaukee beating Denver. Milwaukee taking on Denver from Fiserv Forum last night in Brew City. Well, it lost a little luster when the Nuggets rested four of their key guys, including Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Denver still put up a pretty good fight, but Giannis and the Bucks a little bit too much last night. Giannis with 33 and 14 in the 107-99 victory last night for Milwaukee. Minnesota beating New Orleans 111-102. Sacramento, not a good night for the Kings last night as they fall to Toronto 113-95. Keegan Murray with 16 in that loss for the Kings last night in NBA action. Tonight, the Bulls are in action against the Charlotte Hornets. Also, a game you can hear here on ESPN Radio. The New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics tonight. That is tonight a 6:30 tip-off. We'll have radio coverage from ESPN starting at 6 this evening. Detroit taking on Brooklyn. Cleveland is at Houston. Dallas taking on Phoenix. and San Antonio playing the Los Angeles Clippers tonight as well. So that's a quick look at the NBA as well as a wrap of our basketball talk here for this Thursday afternoon. 2:39, we'll dive into the NFL coming up here in just a few moments. What Super Bowl matchup, what potential matchup are you most hoping we see? Are you most looking forward to? I'll pose that question, let you weigh in at 319-366-1600. We'll talk about that and more on the way next here on The Gym.
Having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. At DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. We want our members to feel the comfort that a life emergency won't become a financial emergency. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark Health Insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
The football playoffs are here, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Receive reward credit equal to the average price of the 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Back with you at 2:42. Spencer on Sports with you here for this Thursday afternoon. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. Glad you're with us as always here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. What Super Bowl matchup do you most want to see? Out of the four remaining teams, got the AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game, Bengals Chiefs in the AFC, Eagles, Niners in the NFC. Take all the combinations, all spin the possible wheel of combinations. Which Super Bowl matchup are you most hoping to see when all the dust is settled coming out of Championship Sunday? 319-366-1600, 9318 chimed in earlier in the show saying Chiefs and 49ers. We've seen that already as CBS Sports actually did a ranking of the possible, this is their opinion, obviously, of the four possible matchups that we could see come out of championship weekend. They said, CBS did, that Chiefs-Niners would be the one they'd least like to see. Maybe if you were a 49ers fan, you'd like to get that mulligan. Of course, the Chiefs winning in that game, coming back and beating the 49ers in that contest. I think it would be fun. I think you've got the two best teams, I think. Obviously, Chiefs are the one seed, Niners are the two, but Niners are certainly playing the best football or some of the best football in the NFC right now. There's only, you know, obviously two teams left, the Eagles and the Niners left in the NFC. But the Niners are playing some really good ball. I'd like to see Patrick Mahomes against the Niners defense. That is for sure. And I'd like to see Brock Purdy go up against a Chiefs defense that is pretty good as well. But CBS ranks that as the number four matchup out of all the possible combinations, ranks it dead last with combinations or matchups that they most like to see. Their number three is Bengals-Eagles. I'd like to see. I mean, honestly, I'm just excited for. I hate to pull the cop out answer here for all of you, but I think any matchup we have left is going to be good, right? I don't think there's a bad one left on the docket here with all the possible combinations. I think, you know, you've got a lot of great storylines with each. I think Bengals Eagles might not be the, I don't know, most interesting matchup. You've got the team that was just there last year taking on a team that that added a lot of key pieces this offseason. You know, has got a MVP caliber quarterback in Jalen Hurts, and another, you know, obviously MVP caliber quarterback on the other side in Joe Burrow as well. I think that one wouldn't be too bad of a matchup. Honestly, I think, you know, if CBS says, okay, it's number three on our list, but, you know, Joe Burrow versus Jalen Hurts, two more 2020 draft picks going up against each other. Eagles defense against a solid Bengals offense. The Eagles defense against a guy like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd as well. I think that certainly would be one to watch. CBS Sports ranks Bengals Niners as number two on their list. Of course, we've seen those two teams meet up in previous Super Bowls as well, back in 1981 and 1988. But I think certainly would be, there'd be a tie there as well. Joe Burrow, born in Ames, taking on Brock Purdy, the Iowa State alum. Some key storylines there with Joey B and Brock Purdy as well. But obviously, a defense versus a solid offense. The 49ers taking on a really good Bengals offense. Some really good skill players on that Bengals offense. I think that would be fun. Chiefs, Eagles, CBS has ranked number one, the two top seeds in each conference. Been a while since we've seen the top two teams, the top number one seeds in each conference, the AFC or the NFC, get there. Andy Reid against his former team, obviously Chiefs versus Eagles. It's been a while since he's been in Philly, but there's always that storyline as well. Patrick Mahomes taking on Jalen Hurts. Patrick Mahomes versus the Eagles defense, I think certainly would be a storyline to watch as well. What I'm rooting for, just in my own personal interests, I'm rooting for Bengals Niners. I think that's what I'd most like to see. I've said before, my two Super Bowl picks are out. Bills and Buccaneers at the beginning of the season. Both teams got to the playoffs. Bucks didn't get out of the wild card round. The Bills, of course, losing last week in the divisional round. But now that my picks are out, I'm rolling on my bandwagon, and I'm squarely on the Bengals bandwagon for the rest of their playoff run, which hopefully is ending for my bandwagon-ness here for 2023. Hopefully it ends with a Lombardi trophy, but I don't think I'd be disappointed in really any of the teams winning a Lombardi trophy this year. I'm not the biggest Eagles fan, if I'm talking specifically fandom. 49ers have knocked out my Packers in numerous years previous, including last year. Can't say I'm 100% backing them, but I've chosen my team, and now it's about guys I want to see win Super Bowl rings. George Kittle, one of them. I think Brock Purdy would be awesome if he a great story nonetheless, obviously, getting this far, but Mr. Irrelevant to Super Bowl champion. I mean, write a Disney movie about that already. Write a Disney movie about that if they aren't already. I'm cheering for guys that I want to see win Super Bowl rings. And obviously there's some sprinkled throughout either or any of the teams left. But my answer, what I'm looking forward to the most, would be Bengals Niners. What do I think we're going to get? Well, we'll have to wait till tomorrow when I make my official picks. I went perfect last week. We'll see if I can do it again. straight up picks against the spread was not all that great, but we'll make our picks on the show tomorrow. Give you an excuse to a reason to listen in to the program tomorrow here on the show. Other news in the NFL, we heard at the top of the show, we talked about it a little bit, Frank Reich being named as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Lots of rumors now swirling with the New York Jets hiring Nathaniel Hackett, former Denver Broncos head coach, now the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. Could that mean that a certain quarterback who wears number 12 and plays in Green Bay, Wisconsin, could be heading to the New York Jets? I don't know. I'm taking a we will see approach to it. That's both me as a Packer fan and both me as a sports broadcaster. We're not even to the off season yet. Let's get through the Super Bowl, get through the conference championships, and then we'll figure out what happens. But certainly an interesting move. I share the opinion that I've heard from others on the national side. You really should not be hiring an offensive coordinator with thoughts of trying to lure someone, a specific player, to your team. I don't think that is in the best interest of anybody. But the Jets are certainly some interesting kind of ties that could possibly bind by bringing in Nathaniel Hackett. And their head coach, Robert Saleh, weighed in earlier today about why they chose to hire Hackett.
We knew we were going to come in with, we know we're going to have a basically revamped offensive line. We've been talking about getting a veteran quarterback in here if we can. We've got a really young group of skill guys. So it was very important for us to have guys who have done it before because of the conviction, because of the philosophy, and them having the recall and the scars, if you will, to be able to build what we think can be a really special offense. But Nathaniel, he's, one of the great strengths is that he is a West Coast guy with regards to scheme. So there's going to be some continuity there. He's got a proven history of being able to develop a heck of a run game in every stop that he's ever been in. He's got a proven track record of tremendous relationships with all the quarterbacks that he's ever worked with. And he's gotten great, great head-to-head success with all the quarterbacks that he's worked with.
Of course, Hackett having pretty much can be summed up as a disastrous brief tenure as the Denver Broncos head coach, let go with a 4-11 record. Broncos were 32nd in scoring and 21st in total yards. Russell Wilson not living up to expectations at all, leading in part to his dismissal from the Denver Broncos head coaching position. So we'll see what comes of it. But the speculation, the rumors, the thoughts, the people, Jets fans getting their hopes up is in full force here with that move. Many Photoshops are being shared of Aaron Rodgers in a Jets jersey on the Twitterverse, that is for sure. 2:52, quick timeout and a quick look at this day in sports history. Don't do that a lot on the show, but number of interesting moments happened this day in sports history. We'll cover those on the way next here on the gym.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit yourfreetest.net to register now. That's yourfreetest.net to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to yourfreetest.net. Medicare insured or not eligible.
Back at 2:53 with Spencer at Sports here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. This day in sports history, there are some good moments. There are some bad moments that happened January 26th in sports history. First, the good. I don't want to leave on a bad note. Well, maybe I should start with the bad, but the good. Bear fans, I know you're celebrating today, this day in 1986. Bears winning. Da Bears winning Super Bowl 20 by a score of 46-10 over the New England Patriots. The Fridge with a touchdown, holding the Pats to just 123 yards of total offense. That happened this day back in 1986. This day in 1997, the Green Bay Packers were Super Bowl champions, beating the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 31. Of course, Desmond Howard with a kickoff return, getting the Super Bowl MVP instead of Brett Favre in that game. Packers getting the win over the Patriots in Super Bowl 31. Now to the bad. It was 3 years ago today. We lost one of the greats, Kobe Bryant, passing away this day back in 2020, passing away in a helicopter crash in Los Angeles. Certainly basketball fans still just in mourning, losing one of the all-time greats of the game in Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, seven other people passing away this day back in 2020 as well. And a famous birthday, the soundtrack to many a summer in the Wagon household in Wisconsin. Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, turning 89 years old today. Many a Major League clip being shared across the social media verse here today to honor Bob Uecker. He's been in so many different things, of course, Mr. Belvedere, and so many funny commercials and funny moments with Johnny Carson, and so on and so forth. But Bob Uecker, still at it, the legend himself, calling baseball up in Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. And as a fan, this is not Spencer Complains About the Brewers just yet. We're still a little bit away from that. I know you're all excited for that to return after the winter hiatus. But can we just win a World Series for Bob Uecker, please? I'm begging you, Mark Adonasio. I'm begging you. Win one for Bob. I'm not sure that's going to happen anytime soon, but happy birthday to Bob Uecker, one of the legends in broadcasting, legends in baseball. Maybe not for his on-the-field stuff, but his off-the-field stuff and his humor that he brings to us every day. Bob Uecker turning 89 today. That's your This Day in Sports History for today. We'll sprinkle that in a little bit more as we see fit here on the program. Gym Class coming up. The coach, Kevin Lehman, is part of their show today. Dave Sharapan joining Todd Brommelkamp just after 5 tonight as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you Friday here on the gym.